Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast, where we talk all about how to shift your mindset so that you can get closer to your dream life. My name is Katie. I am a certified life coach and someone who is so passionate about all things self-growth, spirituality, and helping others reach their full potential. Today, I wanted to talk about how to reframe how you see your challenges, your hurdles, and your setbacks so you can just start using them to your advantage and coping with them better. Last week, I was faced with a challenge that was really not even that big of a deal, but I felt it consuming me. And it really wasn't anything that I can control or do anything about, but I kept thinking about it and my mind kept going to the worst case scenario. But I truly believe that it came into my life so that I could give you all better tools with how to deal with those challenges that come into your life and just share how to use any of those challenges that come into your life as something that can benefit you. And the first thing that is so important for you to do is to understand why challenges are coming into your life. I have a whole podcast episode about this, so I won't go too into it, but I do think that the more we hear this, the more it ends up getting into our brain, which I think is super helpful. And the first reason of why these challenges come into our life is that they force us to get out of our comfort zone. As humans, we have a tendency to avoid discomfort. It is so easy to just stay in our little bubble and not want to get out of our comfort zone, but challenges force us to step out of our comfort zone and to experience more life, which is truly why we are here. And if we weren't faced with these challenges, a lot of the time we would just stay in the same bubble and never get out of it. Which gets me to my second point of that challenges help us grow. I really don't know why I can't say the word challenges right now. Challenges help us grow. And when you think about it, again, if no challenges came into your life, you wouldn't be forced to get out of your comfort zone. You wouldn't be forced to have those uncomfortable conversations, the ones that really help you grow or be able to learn those bigger lessons. And so, yes, it is uncomfortable when these things come into your life, when these hurdles come into your life and they're put in front of you, but they are truly here for you to grow. Like each and every single challenge, every single setback, every single hurdle that comes into your life is put into your life for a reason. And the quote that I've shared here too before that I love so much is, you were assigned the mountain to show that it can be moved. You would not be given a challenge that you are not able to handle. And by you facing this challenge, you are not only showing yourself that you're able to handle this and capable of doing it, which also grows your confidence, but you're showing others that it is possible to get past these challenges and come out stronger on the other side. But given all of that, I understand that it is still difficult when challenges come into our life, even when we know that they are coming into our life for a reason. So I also wanted to share some strategies for overcoming that stress that we take on from these challenges or hurdles. And the first strategy is to bring yourself back into the present moment. Because when you are anxious, you are living in the future and not in the present. Which is why it is so important to just bring yourself back into the present moment. And you can do that by looking around and asking yourself, what is going on in this moment? Like, what is actually happening in your life right now? Because again, when we are anxious, we're thinking about what might happen in a few weeks or a few days or a few hours, not what is happening in this moment. I also think it's super helpful to go on a color walk. So maybe you're on a walk and you find yourself getting anxious or nervous about something, like pick one color, like maybe it's the color pink, and be like, okay, what in my surroundings is the color pink? And then start pointing that out. Again, that just brings you back into this moment and helps you realize that the only thing that is really happening is this moment right now. What might happen in 2 hours, what might happen in 2 days, what might happen in 2 weeks is not happening right now. What is happening is this moment right now. And practicing gratitude is super helpful to bring you back into the present moment. So I think that is also one part of bringing yourself back into the present moment. But it also takes your focus away from the negatives. And instead, it helps you focus on the positives in your life, which will improve your mood. Like, anytime I'm feeling anxious or upset about something or just like feeling down, I'll be like, okay, let's go into my journal and write down 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I automatically at least feel a little bit better, because it reminds you that even in these negative situations, there are still other positives going on and there are still positive things happening for you. Another strategy is practicing affirmations. Anytime I'm anxious, I'm literally thinking about something that has not even happened yet, nor do I know if it is even going to happen, and I'm just thinking about the worst case scenario. But worrying is like praying for something that you don't want. When you are worrying, you are essentially directing your energy and your focus towards negative outcomes. And our mind is so powerful, and when you are focusing on what you don't want, this can manifest into your reality, and it's like a form of negative visualization. So dealing with that challenge last week too, something that was very beneficial for me was just affirming positive things instead of thinking of all the negatives and letting the negative thoughts run the show. Because it is very hard to be thinking about two thoughts exactly at the same time. So if we are all putting our attention on the negative, obviously that is going to consume us, and obviously we're not going to feel so good. But if you do your best instead to direct your attention to the positive thoughts, what you do want to experience, then you will, one, feel a lot better, but two, like, you're going to be able to manifest the positive thoughts as well. So how I like to do this is, one, acknowledge that negative thought and recognize that it's just there to protect you, because every single negative thought we have, every single negative belief, every single even negative action has a positive intent. And so when you're able to understand that and ask yourself what the positive intent is, that can be super helpful, because you can ask yourself, what are other ways for me to get there? But then also question its validity. Is the thought really true, and is it helpful? And most of the time, this thought is not true. It is not happening. And it's not super valid either. It's just your mind going into the like worst case scenario. And then after that, going in and replacing those negative thoughts with a positive affirmation instead, and saying things to myself like, okay, things are always working out for me. Everything is unfolding exactly as it should. Every challenge is here for me to grow. Things are always unfolding for my highest good. Like, whatever resonates with you, do your best to replace that worst case scenario with a positive thought. Because again, it is very hard for you to be thinking at like two thoughts at the exact same time. And obviously, like, two feelings can exist at the same time, but which are you going to give your attention to? And I know this might sound difficult to do, and it is easier said than done, but you are so fully capable of just putting that energy towards a positive thought instead, and doing your best to direct your energy and your thoughts there instead. Something else that is very important for you to do is reframe the challenge and change the way that you are seeing the challenge. So instead of being like, why is this challenge happening to me? Reframe it to, why is it happening for me? Ask yourself, why is this challenge put into your life, and how can I grow from it? What can I learn from it? There are lessons in every single challenge that comes into our life, and no matter how bad we don't want to deal with them, they are all put into our life for a reason. And going off of that too, like, seeing these challenges as up levels and ways for you to grow and like get to that next level of your life. Growing up, I used to struggle so much with confrontation or like setting boundaries. So when a friend or someone would cross a boundary, it would be so difficult for me to have that conversation. And instead, I would just want to swallow it and be like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, it's okay. But then obviously it ends up building up and it doesn't feel good. And I remember my mom would always say that the same challenge will keep coming up in your life until you overcome it and learn how to deal with it. And so yes, it might be difficult to deal with that challenge. It might be uncomfortable to have to deal with that challenge. But until you learn how to deal with it, it is going to keep coming back into your life. And I don't know about you, but I would rather deal with that challenge once than have it come into my life like 5 times in different forms. And I kind of like thinking about this like a video game. So like every time you beat a level, you get to get to the next one, and there is more, like, it's a whole entire new territory that like opens up new beautiful doors for you, which is so exciting. Like a whole entire new level of your life gets to happen once you overcome that challenge. And again, I understand it is uncomfortable to have to go into the unknowns and not know exactly how it is going to turn out. But that is truly the beauty of life, that like you don't know exactly how it is going to unfold for you, which means that you don't know how these challenges, these hurdles, these windy roads are really leading you to an even more beautiful destination. Like you wouldn't even want to know how the end of the movie exactly would turn out and everything that happens along the way. And so you need these challenges because they end up bringing the mystery and like the beauty, and it allows things to unfold for you even better than you could have planned for it to. And so trust that they are all coming into your life for a reason. And also something else that I really quickly wanted to cover too is obviously like there are going to be times that you can't do anything about these challenges, but there are also going to be times when you can do things about these challenges. And so like when you do have those times when there are things that you can do, ask yourself, what is in your control? What can I do to help myself right now? How can I take action? And then once you do take action, then you can move on to the next part of it and be like, okay, I can't do anything about this. Like, what can I focus on? What can I put my attention on instead? And what is in my control? And I think that is something that has been super helpful for me too. And I'm reading a book. I think it's called, I literally talked about this on like two podcast episodes ago too. And it's like A Big Leap. I'm going to put it in the description. I don't know why I'm like blanking on it right now. But anyway, it's talking about how our worry thoughts a lot of the time are just there to keep us comfortable. And there are productive worry thoughts and there's non-productive worry thoughts. So a productive worry thought is, I left my stove on at home, and you're worrying about that. And that is something that you can take action on. So you can go and call someone to be like, oh, can you turn off the stove? Or you can go back home and you could turn it off. And there is an actual like negative case scenario that might come out of that. But a non-productive worry thought is you worrying about something that you have zero control over, that you really can't do anything about, and that might not even happen. And so really ask yourself, is this a productive worry thought or is this not a productive worry thought? Two, and is there anything that I can do about this challenge, this setback, this hurdle, or not? And lastly, I wanted to remind you that you would not be given a challenge, a hurdle, a setback if you couldn't handle it. Each of these things are here to help launch you into that next season of your life, whether it is a big challenge or a little one. And it is up to you to decide how to see it, how you are going to see it. And when you choose to see these obstacles as catalysts instead of, oh my God, no, this is happening to me, and change it to, this is happening for me, your whole entire life can alter. Next time you're faced with a challenge, ask yourself, how can I use this to help me grow and learn? And why is this challenge put into my life? There are lessons and learnings in every single challenge that is put into our life. And they are all here to help you grow and to just help you become an even better version of yourself. I am sending you so much love and light. I wanted to remind you that you can handle any and all challenges that are put into your life. And it wouldn't be put into your life if you wouldn't be able to handle it. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, as that really helps me out, and we will chat in the next episode.